Love Lenny Kravitz. 737-1045, 737-1045. A lot of you guys are sending us towns in Idaho.
Yeah, but Idaho Springs. That's out there near our main man who's we have on right now, Todd Furman. I know Todd, you know about all those falls places in Idaho, right?
You've been to all those places down there, right? How many cities in Idaho can you name, Todd? Other than Boise, how many cities can you name?
Whoa.
I mean, I can name anywhere where there's a major institution. So Idaho plays their home games in Moscow, Idaho. Idaho State.
Oh,
Idaho.
Oh, you're just showing off.
Oh, my. You were listening to the show and you Googled that.
These are the things you're you have to know. Yeah, it always impressed girls at the bar, Blaine, when I can name towns in Idaho, let me tell you.
We're great. We got our main man, Todd Furman, on from Vegas, sponsored by Petty Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Petty's Nashville baseball doctor. If you're all watching Major League Baseball playoffs, learn more by going online at pettyortho.com.
So you're saying you got chicks by just rattling off cities in Idaho? Because we couldn't name one outside of Boise, honestly.
See, I was going to say, you know what, if it wasn't for college basketball, in all honesty, and having to know where about 300 schools were located as far as travel was concerned, I probably wouldn't know.
Out that way.
Where did you say Idaho State was?
Pocatello.
Have you ever found yourself saying, you don't go on the road in Pocatello and come away with a win easily?
No, I don't think I've ever used that, although I will say, as far as SEC fan bases are concerned, knowing about their football program, that may be the one conference where you can really impress women.
How did we not shut down Moscow, Idaho during the Cold War? That's my question.
Yakov Smirnoff lived?
they were pretty close to a shutdown last Saturday, I should say, when Derek Carr was going out there. I think he threw for about 400 yards in the first quarter against Paul Petrino's much-dreaded Idaho Vandals football program.
You know way too much about college football when you break down the Idaho Vandals-Fresno State game.
Hey, you know what? Everywhere you can go to try and make a buck in the college football landscape, Clay, that's where we go. I mean, I have to try and find a way to replenish my mortgage after Georgia let me down last
Saturday. Well, I know. They definitely let me down, too. I mean, that seemed like a really, really good bet. And then all the wheels came off with the missed kick off the goalpost.
You know what's funny about that, Todd?
I'm over sleeping outside now.
I texted you when that line came out, and you go, you think it should be higher than 10.5? And you're like, I have it at 11.5. You guys knew something, man.
Well, what's funny about it, Brent, is you get so many people that'll ask questions about games, and the reality of it is, if it looks too good to be true, typically it is. But that's the kind of game where if you bet Tennessee and they lose by 3 touchdowns, you go, what the hell was I looking at? Whereas if you bet some of these other numbers out there, I mean, Syracuse, Clemson, a prime example, who in their right mind was running to take the 14 with Syracuse in that particular spot? And of course, anyone who laid the 2 touchdowns with Clemson walks to the window easily. I mean, I can admit I had Syracuse. Never had a shot, and a similar situation brewing first thing out of the gates on Saturday. No one in their brother wants to back Texas catching 13.5 or 14 against Oklahoma, but typically these are the games that go down to the wire, and you have to work a little bit to get your cover.
737-1045 is the number. Let's go Oklahoma-Texas Red River Shootout. Anyway, Texas comes away with a victory, Oklahoma by 2 touchdowns.
You know what? This number was a pick 'em during the summer, and how things have changed. Oklahoma looks to be an absolute force, at least on the defensive side of the ball. Still some major reservations about their ability to consistently move the football with Blake Bell under center. But Texas fortunate to get through Iowa State last week in Ames because of a blown call late in that contest. I can't back Texas here, but the number here and the way the public is coming in hand over fist on OU makes me believe this game will be a lot closer than people think.
Let me go Texas A&M, Ole Miss. Texas A&M favored by 6 on the road. I thought that number might be a little higher.
This is a number I took a lot of slack for earlier today, picking Ole Miss to win this game outright on radio in Memphis.
Oh, wow.
You look at the way this number sets up, and these two teams, had they played before Ole Miss had lost back-to-back games against Alabama and Auburn, you're looking at this number much closer to a pick 'em. People had high expectations for the Rebels coming into the year, and I was of the mindset that they were probably a year away from really being able to contend. Now they get into a manageable portion of their schedule, 6 straight home games, and they'll close with a road game at Mississippi State. If they want to be considered a real viable force in SEC West football, these are the games you have to win in your own building. And I think the fact that they have the confidence from last year, knowing it was only a field goal game, Ole Miss matches up real well. A&M banged up on defense. I think the Rebels find a way to win this one outright.
Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas, at Todd Furman on Twitter. Ole Miss straight up. I dig it.
Whoa.
He's a madman.
Man, you threw the haymaker there.
Is that going to be your pick on Friday on FS1?
I have to try and decide. I'm looking at that game right now. It all depends.
If you're going to go out on a limb like this on the radio here in Nashville, you got to sack up and do it on television, too.
I mean, it all depends on the numbers. As we've seen, FS1 FS1 gives you a lot more flexibility. You get half points, full points added to your numbers. I actually have to adhere to the actual number at the time. So if this price stays at 6, I'll pick Ole Miss on Friday night. But if the number starts to dance around, I got a couple other games up my sleeve.
You think the number is going to surge? I mean, that would only help you. Or you think it's going to plummet? You think this is going to end up around a field goal game or something?
Well, what's interesting with this game, it did open at 5. The number got bet as high as 7.5, which wasn't a real move on Sunday night. As soon as it hit its peak at 7.5, the price came crashing down. We're seeing 5.5s and 6s out there. But what's interesting about this game, especially given its time slot at 8:30 Eastern time on national TV, everybody in the public that wants to back Johnny Football is going to wait till the last minute. They're going to chase their losses throughout the day. So I think this price will climb on game day, but don't really anticipate it going much above 6, knowing that the professionals most likely are going to want to back the dog here.
Mm. Todd Furman, our guy in Vegas on 3HL. Get him on Twitter, at Todd Furman.
Oh, well, okay. Well, I'll talk
about it. I don't need a moment of silence. I know I may have shocked you guys with that prediction.
You did. You froze us. You gave us the freezer gun instead of the paint guns. But,
I thought you dropped off there. Everybody looked at me. I was thinking about zombie paintball. We'll talk the
biggest game is Mizzou versus Georgia. And after Mizzou's shellacking over Vandy and Georgia barely squeaking by UT, I mean, where do you think this game goes? Georgia's ranked, 7-6 or so, and Mizzou in the top 25. Do you see Mizzou with the upset?
This number, Blaine, actually opened at 10.5-11. It's come down. Hard to argue with the line move when you consider all the injuries to skill position players on the Georgia offensive side of the ball. They're a little banged up on defense, but I think Georgia got their wake-up call last week against Tennessee. People will talk about, maybe they'll let down this week. I don't see that being the case. Missouri's been a good story so far. They have impressive road wins at Vandy and at Indiana, but this is a whole nother beast that they're going to take on down there against Georgia. This price, I think, as it continues to come down, you'll see some money coming on Georgia the other way. The funny part for what I do with a lot of numbers, it's pattern recognition, too. And you saw Nebraska take a ton of money against them with Taylor Martinez out because of injury. Nebraska went out there, rallied around it, and beat up on Illinois. I think you'll see a similar type of effort here. Georgia may score every time they get the ball. I think this game is high scoring, and Georgia finds a way to cover.
With all this controversy about Clowney and his ribs, will this inspire South Carolina and get them pumped up at Arkansas?
I'm not sure it'll inspire them. I think there's some bigger things going on there down in Columbia. Mm-hmm. And this is a game that they should be very cautious about. Arkansas showed me a lot the way they battled down in Gainesville against a much, much better Florida Gators defense. I think Brett Bielema finally starting to get the players to buy into his system a bit. And I was surprised that Arkansas is a 6-point home underdog here. I made this number much closer to a field goal. I think there's definitely value if you want to back the Razorbacks in their own building.
Well, the biggest game, it'd be Florida versus LSU. Who you got? I mean, this is roll the dice here, right?
This number, something's got to give. Florida's been a dead shot under team most of the season. You look at their numbers and the way their defense has played. The question always becomes is how they're going to manufacture points. LSU, for the first time in years, a much stronger offense than they do defense, but their rushing stats allowed the last three games are cause for concern. I'm not sure Florida has enough horses to go down there and win this game outright, but a total at 47.5 right now in an LSU game says it'll be played at the Gators' tempo. I really believe Florida can keep this one close, but I think LSU keeps their SEC West title hopes alive with a victory.
Mettenberger. I want a burger.
Jarvis Landry a little banged up, too, from what I'm hearing. I'm not sure if Clay has anything about his injury situation and status for the game Saturday afternoon.
Who?
Jarvis Landry.
No, I don't think so.
I'm glad you boys have brought your A game for me today. I'm really impressed.
I'm just going to go ahead and say I've been reading on Twitter. This is big news while we're on with you. Tennessee and Virginia Tech are going to play 160,000-seat stadium at Bristol Motor Speedway. This has been talked about for decades.
For a long time.
It's finally going to happen. It'll be the biggest college football game by a landslide of all time. So this news came out while you were on the air, and I've just been reading about that instead of actually paying attention to anything you were saying. So I apologize, Todd.
Hey, what have they said about the field conditions and how they're going to plan to make sure it's safe if they're going to lay
They're going to elevate it, right?
You know, I don't know, but I do know this. When we went to Bristol a couple of years, they had the mock-up. They were already talking about it there. They knew exactly how they were going to do it.
Not just that they were talking about it. They had a full-scale mock-up of what the field would look like for that game. So,
the infield is huge.
It's equidistant from both programs. It's been talked about for, 15 years probably? Yeah.
And they plan to do this when, guys? In
2016.
Okay, so a couple of years to start growing that
grass. But since we haven't bring our A game, we're going to bring our A game. Who's going to win that game?
You know what? I'd love to say I had the Virginia Tech depth chart, but I mean, Butch Jones has Tennessee headed in the right direction. I'll make Va Tech a 2.5-3-point favorite 4 years out on a neutral field.
That's funny. Tennessee at Seattle, real quick on the way out.
This game, guys, I think the Titans get the Seahawks at the absolute wrong time. Seattle coming in off a loss. 13.5-point favorite. There's been an inordinate amount of support for the underdog here, and really believe Seattle can name the score. Ryan Fitzpatrick against that Seahawks defense is a recipe waiting for disaster, and I think we'll see at least one or two turnovers create short fields for the Seahawks Sunday afternoon.
Thank you, Todd.
Always a pleasure, guys.
At Todd Furman on Twitter. When we come back, we'll talk about that. Tennessee, Virginia Tech at Bristol Motor Speedway in 2016.